But we will have some honorable mentions. We don't want to only talk about our album of the year. Of course, we listen to other stuff.
Yeah, it's important to give some context to our tastes in music and what we think, what albums we think were noteworthy for album of the year. Or at least you could see or understand what albums were fighting for number one. In my case, yours not so much.
But I will say, spoiler alert, and this is a theme that I think started on the top songs of 2023, but we've not really talked about these bands, or at least all of them, in the past. So it's nice to talk about some different music for once.
It was a great year for music, and by all means, take these albums as recommendations and check them out as we talk about them. Listen to the episode first. Finish that, then go listen to some music.
All right, I'll be honest. So that's why I never put the playlist in the description, because I don't want someone to come to the episode and just skip straight to the playlist and be like, okay.
Yeah, we don't trust your ADHD asses to stay focused. So
you have to listen to the episode to figure it out.
That's right.
But with that said, check us out on Instagram at Broside Broadcast. And we also just recently started doing bonus content over on Patreon. And some of our listeners are getting to listen to it in their Spotify feeds.
Yes, you don't actually have to go to Patreon to listen to the extra content or bonus content. You actually go to a different Spotify page.
Once you sign up for it, it shows up in your feed. You never have to worry about going back to the website ever again. If I were to subscribe to another podcast, I don't want to go off on some other app. So if that's something you're concerned about, don't be concerned.
Right.
I guess unless you like listening on Apple, then I'm sorry.
Well, that was my other point, because actually I think it's 55% of our listeners are on Apple. So we're not outcasting you.
Actually, there's still a way. So if you happen to be on Apple Podcasts and still want it in your feed, I'm pretty sure there's a way. Just send us a message and I'll help you out in that regard. But
I was actually going to suggest where to listen to our podcast, but I realized that if someone's listening right now, they already found an avenue to listen to the show. And I don't need to tell them that we're also on Amazon and but hey, if Amazon's your thing, we're on there too. Give us a 5-star rating. Thank you.
Since our return, a lot of you stuck with us. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you stayed with us, but I'm just very thankful for everyone who stuck with us during our little hiatus, and it's making it actually much easier to return, knowing that there were still people waiting to listen.
Definitely, and we actually have more listeners now more than ever, which is exciting. So I don't know how that happened.
I don't know either, but I'm thankful for it.
Well, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, and that's talking about some music. So you ready to get into this, Derek?
Let's not do the pick style of choosing, but I'll let you go first. What was one of your honorable mentions of 2023?
Are we going to do maybe five or?
I have one.
Okay.
But I have strong feelings about one of yours, so.
Right on.
That's where we'll make up the conversation. One of yours is something that I guess vicariously is also one of mine.
So I thought that Blink-182 One More Time was an awesome album.
I'm not too surprised from this. You've been a longtime Blink fan.
There's just something in the air for music when Blink-182 releases an album, especially and only for the fact that Tom is in it. It's a big event for music, and I feel like it's a very significant release this year, and it delivered. It gave me goosebumps when I had when the first song came on, Anthem Part 3.
I was watching something recently, and they were talking about this Blink album, and they said that they felt like it picked up right where they left off, that they would probably put this album maybe number 3 after Enema of the State and Dude Ranch.
Yeah, actually, that's a pretty good statement, a pretty good spot to put that album. It's just boggles my mind how they can still write music like this, and it's you know, branded Blink-182 songs. No one else can write songs like this. Even Mark Hoppus said it himself.
I just want to say I'm thankful that it wasn't another Nine.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people are pretty happy that it's not a Matt Skiba Blink album. Poor guy.
So I enjoyed some songs on California. I thought that album was fine. And then Blame It On My Youth was, I'm pretty sure, my number one song of 2019.
That's wild.
That alongside Rebel Girl, which was Tom DeLonge's Angel in Airways.
Angels in Airways.
So like
right.
2019 was pretty kind of a OG Blink 182 year for
right
me.
On. You know, I'm glad that you like Blink 182 as well. It, you know, that it could be one of those bands that we don't have a common interest in, and I appreciate that we actually do.
I don't like them as much as you do, but like I don't dislike them.
This album had a lot of good songs. I did like the album Neighborhoods that kind of fell under the radar, but I feel like this album really picked up the speed for Blink and has really great songs on it. I listened to it all day, every day for at least a week straight.
Would you say that you will be listening to it one more time?
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yep. One more time. But it's too easy to put Blink-182 one more time at number one. I thought that would be just a little too easy.
So if you had to pick one song on One More Time.
Anthem Part 3.
I think I listened to maybe the first 7 or 8 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not that I dislike Blink or anything. It's just, it really was more of a traditional Blink. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. This is something that I need to listen to myself from start to finish. It's a long album, 19 songs.
Yeah, there's a couple of interludes there. The only issue I had with the album was that the song order, I think, could have been a little different. That's sort of kind of a part of the grading scale with picking your top album. Everything has to flow.
So every song on this actually made sense, though. Nothing felt forced or anything like that.
No, not at all. And I actually put Anthem, I made a little playlist, or no, I queued it, where I played Anthem Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3 back to back. And actually, you can tell it's all like in the same key.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
So that was fun to do.
I'll have to do that myself. All right. Yeah.
I mean, why not, right?
They're all there.
And you can queue it up, and I don't know, it was a cool thought to do, and kind of paid off. So do you have a number 5 or you just have one honorable mention?
I just have one honorable mention, and we kind of talked about this band on my top songs of 2023, but it is the album Human by Resolve.
Which I still haven't gotten back to, but I really want to start listening to them again.
I think this is a band that this music scene needs. Because it's not just straight metalcore. It's kind of difficult to put a nail on what exactly it is. But my favorite song off of this album would be New Colors, if we're not counting the song Older Days.
Mm-hmm.
Because album-wise, it doesn't have the featured version of Older Days with Paleface and 1056. Kind of like what I said on the Top 10 Songs episode was I found this band while trying to find workout music, and it was like in my in-law's garage, and I think what I had found was like their older stuff when they did like more metalcore kind of sounds. So whenever like their newer stuff started coming out, it was in my release radar.
I know that a lot of people really liked the album that was released before. I had seen that. People posted a lot about it. It's the white album with the little green thing in the middle.
That's the album Between Me and the Machine.
So is that the metalcore sounding album?
I may just be thinking of an entire band entirely based off what I can see on the artwork. But the thing that really stands out about this band is the clean vocals. There's just no one else really in the scene that has the clean vocals like Anthony does.
And I'm sorry for not having listened to it enough, but I feel like you saying that it's really hard to pinpoint the genre of the band makes it more interesting. And that sounds like something I would listen to more because it's different.
I guess ultimately it just ends up being in the like alt rock mm-hmm. genre.
Do you feel like you get like something different every time you listen to it?
Kind of. I mean, I wouldn't say I listen to it to the point of like knowing all the lyrics or really feeling the flow of the album. And I just want to ask you, so how many times do you feel like you have to listen to an album for it to end up on an episode like this? Because I probably haven't listened to this album enough to speak at length about it, which is why it's an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I want to keep listening to. And it's going to be one of those things that until something comes out in 2024, it's kind of in my back pocket. Mm-hmm. If I'm driving, need something to throw on, I know that this is something safe that I can listen to and enjoy
right,
it.
Right. And to answer that question, it's something that I can put on and allow to play more than one time a day. And there's at no point in time will I think about not feeling like wanting to listen to this specific record.
So Kayla's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Do you ever avoid playing something because you know in the back of your head, she's not going to enjoy this. I'm probably going to have to skip it anyway.
No, dude, she's so cool about me playing anything. Okay. As long as it's, if it's really heavy, don't play it too loud.
Right.
Other than that, she lets me play anything.
It's the same with Brandy, but I can tell like when she's not like super stoked about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same thing with her. If she plays the song too much, I'm like, okay, I'm good on this for a second.
She just understands that I have a control issue with music. I'm the one that does the podcast and listens to music a lot.
Typically, it's just easier for her to like connect her music, and where I try to be a safe driver, I don't want to mess with it or like be on my phone trying to find something.
Right. That's why I let her drive sometimes, so I can hit Pokestops and play with my cue.
Speaking of which, you need to get one of the little Pokemon Go Plus spinners. I got one of those for Christmas.
What is that?
It auto spins the stops and can also help you catch Pokemon.
Is it in the app?
It's a physical device that you get.
Are you going to have to show this to me?
I'll show it to you.
I obviously need it.
Like I was kind of saying earlier for this album, two recommendations for this album are the song Bloodlust for something that has like some heavy moments. And then as far as like something more melodically driven, I would recommend New Colors. I actually really like that song, and I think it's in the same key as Halsey's song The Tradition off of her last album. And I would kind of really like to try to do a mashup because I just think it would flow together really well. So,
and that's the thing about pop music and metalcore, that there's definitely an influence.
Because
I can listen to like a pop song and easily make it into a heavy song in my mind.
That was the thing about like growing up with the Punk Goes Pop albums, is that we kind of got conditioned for it.
Right.